Well, today we finally light the rose candle. Gaudete Sunday, or Rejoice Sunday in English. And in just 2 short weeks, our Savior is coming to us. Not as the mighty warrior as the Hebrew people had thought for so long, but as a child, as the Son of Mary. Now, St. Paul told us just a couple of weeks ago, the time of his coming is nearer now than when we had first believed. It's closer to us now than when we had started Advent. Are you ready? Now, our readings today continue to point at this great mystery of our faith, the coming of Christ at Christmas and his return at the end of time. The first reading from Isaiah is written during the time of Israel's exile in Babylon. They're held captive and they're longing for the land of milk and honey which God had given to them years before. And during this time of great longing, the prophet Isaiah reminds the people of what it will be like when the king comes to them. The dry, weary desert will teem once more with water and life. The land itself will rejoice at his coming by blooming into abundant flowers. And the people will sing a song of joy to their Creator for his transforming power. They will see the glory of the Lord and they'll rejoice in it. What else does his glory look like? What's the renewal and the recreation of all things? The feeble are made strong. The weak are made firm. He'll restore sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, speech to the mute, and the lame will leap like stags. The Lord himself tells us not to fear at his amazing power, but rather to take heart and be strong because he comes to redeem us. Now, Isaiah tells the captives that the Lord will come and bring them home to Zion, to Jerusalem, to the temple of the Lord amid songs and everlasting joy. In other words, the Lord himself is going to lead them out of slavery and captivity to the mother load of presents, and of course, there will be great joy. You know, this is the mindset of John the Baptist in the Gospel. The Messiah is coming. Now, Isaiah told the Jews that it would be what it would be like. And John has dedicated his entire life to preparing the way for the one who is to come. You know, as we heard last week, he was the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, out there in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. And right here, right near the end of his life, he, just like his forefathers in faith, is being held in captivity. So he sends his messengers to Jesus to ask, are you the guy? Are you the one that we've been waiting for so long? Or do we continue to wait for another? In other words, are you the source of great joy? Are you the one that we've been waiting for generations? Have you come to bring us back to God? Now, I've always found it curious how Jesus answers him. Why doesn't he just say yes? Why doesn't he just plainly say, I'm the one that you've been looking for? Because he wants John's disciples to realize it for themselves. He wants them to read the signs of the times and come to the answer themselves. To answer their question, Jesus says, tell John what you've seen and the things that you've heard. Tell John that the blind see. Tell him that the deaf hear, that the lame walk, that lepers are cleansed, even the dead are being raised, and the poor are having the good news proclaimed to them. You know, Jesus is telling the disciples of John and all of us, see the transformation of the world happening around you. Look at the marvels the Lord has done for us. See the breath of the new creation that Jesus has breathed into every single thing of the earth and the new life that's been given to each and every one of us. In short, Jesus is saying this, do you remember the signs that Isaiah spoke of? Do you remember the sign of the Messiah to come? would be the power to cure those afflicted by leprosy, the most debilitating disease of the day, which cuts you off from a relationship with God, with the community. The voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, another big sign that would mark the coming of the Messiah. All these things are happening right here, right now, in this time of the gospel. The kingdom of God is nearer now than when we first believed. But the disciples of John, they don't see it because it didn't come as they expected. But Jesus says, regardless of whether you see it or not, the signs of the time, they're here, right now. The new creation which the Messiah brings is here now. The kingdom of God is at hand. And with it comes the transforming power of the Messiah, the one who makes even the very least of the kingdom greater than the best man born of woman outside of the new covenant, in spite of our faults and failings. Through the transforming power of the Messiah in the new creation, the most sinful is made greater than the greatest prophet of the old covenant. And this is the reason that we rejoice on this third Sunday of Advent. The reason that we can barely hold our excitement, because in just 2 weeks, the one with the power to make this happen will humble himself, and he'll come into our midst and raise us up to the new life that we were created for. This is the reason that we light the rose candle and celebrate that Advent is nearly over, because through the coming of Christ at Christmas, we are born into new life in and through him. Read the signs of the times and rejoice in the good news.